is KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. I have one sad announcement to make this evening. First I've heard of it, I got an email today. We have another silent key on the list, Herb, N4BXB up in Shelby, North Carolina. Used to check in with us on a regular basis and put stuff on the swap net, bought and sold a lot of stuff on the swap net and that sort of thing. Herb passed away this past October the 31st in Gastonia with his family around. They do have a memorial service for him. It's going to be tomorrow, November the 6th, at 3 p.m. in the New Salem Church of Shelby. They are going to have some visitations for friends and family from 2 o'clock till 3 p.m. at the church. That's all the information that I have at this time. I'm just sorry to have to bring that to the net. Herb was a fine gentleman and a good friend. I hate to lose another one. But does anyone need any feels on that? Anything else heard? We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll check on our Echo Link stations. First, I'd like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room on the phone talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. And then on the pre-nets, we got KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John, he's in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Rome, Georgia. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And her husband, Don, KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus. He's our DX contact for tonight. He's in Costa Rica. And then we got NC9V. That's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up in Hendersonville. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick and Lorena are in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle's in Ware Shoals. And then we have WA4JJZ. That's Mr. Andy. He's down there in the flatlands of Aiken. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KR4DMQ, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Woodruff. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Liberty. and KR4CZI, and that's Walter down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. If you're listening, I hope all y'all are doing really well. I don't have any Echolink stations at this time, so we'll go over to the RF section, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Since Miss Lorena checked in on the pre-nets, kind of a silent group tonight. M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative to negative, sir.
DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. That will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4DOS. Gary, would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray? That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Wes, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor, KK4SMB Dale in Ellenborough. And Gary, I'll stick around for a comment with you tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. Thanks for the email there, Brad. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while there, Dale. I appreciate you, bud, right, chewing with us a little bit this evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS net control. Good evening, sir. I hope you're having a good evening. If you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townsville, South Carolina, on Lake Harwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir. Do you know anybody on the net?
DOS. Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose, and I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4DOS. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Hello to you and Joy and everyone. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. And Gary, if you're available tomorrow, I'm going to give you a phone call.
DOS. Great. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
DOS. Could you, and everybody on the net, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, KQ4YOO, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
Oh. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu, That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the lab negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another great group of folks this evening. I'd like to say good evening. KQ4ZLE. That's Mr. Anthony. He's down there in Townville on Lake Harville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YQI. That's Mr. Jose. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jose. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Shane, I should be available tomorrow. I'll keep my phone with me, and I'll be listening for your call. Not a problem there, young man. Then we got KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypot. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over in the land of Woz. Rod, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Good hearing you on the air again. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Do as always, and Gary, do as always, be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello. And Gary, just wanted to let you know that wanted to let you know that we have a new addition to our home, a new eight-week-old tabby cat named her Cinnamon, and she's a female eight-week-old tabby cat. Our family doctor approved us bringing her into the home as a therapy cat for her, Gary. And again, Gary, she is a brand new addition to our home, but we already love her to pieces.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Please tell Jennifer and Cinnamon we said hello. And congratulations on getting the kitty cat, and glad the doctor approved her for Jennifer as a therapy cat. I hope it all works out real well for you, Stephen. I really do, and thanks for letting me know. Got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Greg, check in. KQ4WHN, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. 73s, everyone.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Let's go back over to the alphabet now. We'll go to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KR4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo in Easley, and I'll be hanging around for the swap net.
Please check in, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny, out of Gastonia, portable, and I'll hang around, listen out for anything that might pique my interest. Yeah, 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KR4DBR. That's my neighbor, Bo, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you are doing well. And WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny up here in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well. And don't be a stranger there, young man. We've been missing you. I do appreciate you coming back in and checking in with us again. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4, ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yep. And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose. And please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello, and I'll have no traffic, no comment tonight.
4DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative Nate tonight, Gary, and thanks.
4DOS. Everyone on the net? If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KF4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4DTW, this is Chuck Campobella. And I'm on HT, Gary. And change your antenna. Just let me know when you come up there.
KF4DOS.
Check in. KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, November Charlie. My name is Rick. I'm in Sensaville, and I'm negative and negative site.
KF4DOS. Gary and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I will be negative and negative tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And Patrick, did you get your parts in yet?
I'll be here till, it says Sunday, but we'll see.
Buddy, well, let me know. Keep me posted. If you need any help, let me give me a holler. But hopefully you'll get them in before then. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over there in Campobello on an HT. Chuck at HT getting into the repeater good from Campobello. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And KR4FNC. That's Mr. Rick down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Sorry I missed that call up, but I'll get it straight eventually. Give me a little bit of time. But do appreciate you being here. Hope you are doing well. And KR4EEE, that's Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And folks, we had a couple of doubles right there at the end of that, and my hat's off to these gentlemen. They did a fine job of sorting it out, and I think I got everybody in there. But did real good, and I do appreciate that. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, KO4 Papa Whiskey X-Ray, Perry in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Just checking in and out, listening in and out. Appreciate you calling the net.
4DOS. Romeo 4 Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray KR4FHX Jamie Gaffney, negative and negative, 73s to everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think I messed this first one up. I got KO4PLX and, over there in Spartanburg, I believe, and I missed your name. Did I get your call right? And I need your name, sir.
4PWX. That's Perry with a P in Spartanburg.
Perry, I apologize for that. I didn't think I had it written down right. It didn't look right. But we got it corrected, KO4PWX, Mr. Perry over in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got KR4FHX. That's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well there, young lady. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Good. Gary, I hope you and Joy are doing good. I had a mental blank right there for a minute, which is getting to be more and more of a habit there, Gary. But anyway, please check in Whiskey 4 in India Oscar Echo, set in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
Lewis. And Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over here in Greenville. Wishing you guys a great night tonight. I'll be negative negative. Thanks a lot.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you are doing well. And Sid, my forgetter works better every day, so don't feel bad there, young man. You're not in the boat by yourself. There's a whole bunch of us in there with you. But do appreciate you being with us. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And tell Donna she won the door prize again tonight. That's the second time she's won it. She made number 50 on my log. Do appreciate both of you being with us, and I hope you both are doing well. And then we got KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. I hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Kilo 4, Tango,
Romeo, Juliet.
Here we go, please. I'll be having you in there. From DOS. Again, anybody on the net? Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, the end of my location, Greenville, South Carolina. Check me now, again. Good evening.
This KI4DOS. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. Good signal as always into the repeater. And then we got N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. That big old long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything that they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. Swap net has gone way down. There's a lot of folks that have taken a lot of stuff off of the swap net via email or whatnot. So we'll list what we got. Don't have many, but if you got anything you want to sell, buy, swap, or trade, you let me know and we'll put it on here for you. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's an Astron RS-20A. That's a linear power supply. They would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. Fella has 100 feet of low-loss Super 8 coax. He said that's the wireman's part number is a CQ106. He says it's like new and he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2-meter 440 mobile transceiver. He has an MC80 desk mic. He has the stock hand mic. He has the programming cables and two manuals for this, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Folks, the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. A fella has four of the Mestastic antennas. He said these are brand new antennas and he would like $15 each for them. Does anyone need any fuels? So that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Like I said, a lot of folks took a lot of stuff off and so it's dwindling down. It's getting towards Christmas time, I guess. All right, check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to wrap. Call KI4DOS. I do have another Echolink station up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary and the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda, both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody. Hope you're doing well. And I want to bring along by telephone relay N9TEC Randall in Asheville and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD, clear.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbors, KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along with you, Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda, Randall and Charlie, we said hello from over here, and I hope all of y'all are having a wonderful evening over there. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS. We have one more on the pre-net check-ins. I just did a refresh on that. I'd like to say good evening to N4UYB. That's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. We appreciate you being with us tonight, Rebecca. Hope you are doing well. That's all the pre-nets and all my echo links and all my other check-ins. Already closed out the formal portion, so done got the swap net over with. So we will go over to do a little rag chewing now with KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Dale, what have you been up to there, young man?
Is it KK4SMV? Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Appreciate you calling the net. Well, not a tremendous amount of anything. Played radio a little bit today and done a little bit of gunsmithing on some of my stuff and aggravated the cats a little bit. I got two cats. We got a new kitten around here. It's been with us about 4 weeks now, and that little thing, it's a ball of fire. It's got more energy than I think I ever had in my whole life, and the older cat's not real happy with it, but it's adjusting slowly but surely. But this new cat's convinced that he's going to be the boss of the house. How are you enjoying doing this evening?
Well, DeJoy and I are doing fine. Can't complain about anything. I had to go to the to an allergy doctor today. And I went in there and spent an hour with the doctor. Very nice doctor. They run a bunch of allergy tests on, you know, I had to take my shirt off and they did it on my back. And I got referred to them by my family doctor. I got a runny nose. It just, you know, drips and just wanted to try to find out what was causing it, if anything. And they ran those tests on me. And come to find out, I'm not allergic to anything except hard work and no food on the table, I guess, there, Dale. But other than that, we can't complain about a thing.
Well, I've been through that allergy testing several times. I've been on shots. Was on them first time for about 5 years, and on them the second time for about 5 years. There was about a 15-year break in that. And last time I went for testing, they said, well, you're not allergic to anything now, so it must just be irritants bothering you. So they didn't put me back on shots. And, you know, I think that's just part of it as we start growing a little older, Gary. But I do appreciate you sharing that on the net about Herb. Herb was my Elmer when I started in ham radio. And I tell you, he was also my fishing buddy. He used to carry me catfishing. So I'm going to miss old Herb a lot.
To have to bring that to the net, but I got an email on it today there, Dale. And Herb will be missed by a lot of folks. He was well known and liked, you know, very well liked. I got to meet him up there at Shelby at the Ham Fest 1 year, and I thought the world of the man. He bought and sold a lot of stuff on the swap net and gave us a lot of business for that. And used to check in with us on a real regular basis, and, you know, I started missing him, and somebody up there let him know, and he got in here, I don't know, was I can go back and look at my logbook and tell you the last time he checked in with me, but he got in here and checked in with me on a Wednesday night, which I really appreciated. And he was a fine gentleman, and I know how you miss a fishing buddy. My father-in-law was my fishing buddy, or one of them, and I called him my little fat fishing buddy. He's a little shorter than I am and a little heavier set than I am. And I called him that to his face, and one of his sons says, "You can't call my daddy that." And his daddy looked at him and he says, "You leave him alone, that's his name for me." So I know how you, what you mean by missing the fishing buddy.
Absolutely. I'm the one sent you that, Gary, because it just hit me today. I thought I need to let Gary know because I knew that you thought a lot of her. I said, well, I need to send this to Gary because he would definitely want to be aware.
Well, I am sure glad you sent that to me, Dale. You know, I know there's some other folks out there that wanted to know about it, but I just appreciate it coming to me, and that way I could relay the message on to everybody else. He was a fine man, and I don't know if I'll be able to make it up there tomorrow or not, but if I can, I will. I've got a couple of things I need to get done first thing in the morning, so it's not till, what time was that, 3 o'clock? 2 o'clock for visitation and 3 o'clock for the memorial. I may be able to make it. I don't know yet, Dale, but I'll do my best to get up there.
Susan and I are going to go for visitation. And, yeah, I tell you, Herb had been having a lot of back trouble this year. And they went in and done an outpatient procedure on his back and seemed to be doing relatively well, and all of a sudden it started draining, and he went back to the hospital, and they went in, cleaned it out, put a drain tube in, gave him some antibiotics, and sent him back home. Blake called the next morning, told him his emergency, get him back to the hospital, and he had MRSA, and they went back in, cleaned out again, put him on IV antibiotics, and kept him for over a week, sent him home again, and then he took pneumonia. When you're 83 year old, that's a tough go.
I hate it. You know, I tell folks I don't want to lay in the bed and suffer for a long, long period of time, but if that's what the good Lord has for me to do, that's what I'll do. Because I'm not going home till he's ready for me. And but Herb was a good, fine young man, and I miss him. You know, I miss talking to him on the radio, and miss talking to him at the Ham Fest too. You know, he was a character.
Oh, he was. I wish you could have seen him. Well, he come up here, and I had one of those horse fence dipole antennas, and he was going to help me get that thing just dialed in. And we have bees here at the house, and Herb was terrified of those bees. Well, bees are like cows or dogs or any other creature. They sense when you're terrified of them. Those bees got out of Herb. I was telling Herb, but don't run, don't swat them. And they got out of him. And I couldn't help but get tickled.
Excuse me for being taking so long to come back to you. I was laughing so hard I couldn't hardly stand myself. I know about the bees. I've had bees, and I enjoy keeping bees. You know, they're a lot of fun. But you're absolutely right. If somebody is afraid of them, it's like they're afraid of a dog. The dog realizes it too, or the cat, and whatnot. Doesn't matter what it is, it can tell if you're frightened of it. And I guess it's body language or something. I don't know. Maybe we put off some kind of pheromone like the bees do. But I can just see old Herb running from them bees and swatting at them and carrying on. But I got my
initiation with bees a long time ago. As I drove a truck for a lot of years, and one of my fellow truck drivers had some bees in his hives, and they were on a piece of property that did not belong to him, and the folks sold the property, and somebody was going to build a house. And he called me and asked me if I'd come help him move his hives. And that was my first experience with bees, and he took me aside, and he said, "Now, they're not going to bother you." He said, just don't squish them and don't swat at them. And he said, "You're not afraid of them, are you?" I said, "Well, no, not really." I said, "I know they'll sting you or, you know, whatnot." He said, "Well, as long as you're not afraid of them, we'll be all right." So we went out to his hives, and we stuffed some, we waited till after dark, and we put some towels in the opening for the hives, put them in the back of his pickup truck, and we drove them, oh, I don't know, must have been at least a half a mile over to the location he wanted to put them. And we got them back out of the truck, and one of the towels had come out. And one hive had bees flying around it. Oh, gosh, they was mad. we kind of stood around at the back of the truck and let them kind of settle down a little bit and pick the hive up and put it over where the new home for it. And I didn't get stung a time or anything like that, and all I had on was a little veil over my head, my face, you know, a little hat and a veil on. I didn't have no jacket or long sleeves or nothing on, and he told me, he said, "You're going to do good as a beekeeper." I said, how do you figure that? And he said, "Well," he said, "you can let them land on you, and they'll crawl around on you, and if you don't swat them or that sort of thing, and you hurt them," he said, "they're not going to bother you." And he said, "You've done good so far because you hadn't got stung."
Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of it has to do with the disposition of the bees. You take them little black bees, those sawguns are mean as torment itself. And Andrew had a couple, or two or three hives of them. And I could be out here cutting grass and it'd get after me.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up in Ellenburg. But Dale, there are different kinds and different colors and. But I love to watch them. You know, they just fascinate me. And the queen, all she does is go in there and lay eggs, and everybody else, you know, her maids take care of her and all of that. And the drones, them lazy fellers, they don't do nothing. You know, their only job is to mate with the queen. And, you know, then they die off, so. I had a lot of bees laying it out in the grass in front of my hives one year. And, a buddy of mine came over and he said, "What's killing all your bees?" I said, "It's winter time," and I said, "Most of those are the males." He said, "Well, how do you know the difference?" And I picked one up and reached over, and one of the little females landed on my hand, and I put them side by side. He said, "Well, that must be the queen, the big one you picked up off the ground." I said, "No, that's the male." I said, "They're bigger than the females." And I said, they just a bunch of lazy creatures. And he started laughing. I told him about them. But bees are a wonderful thing to have around. The only ones I don't like is them that make their hump nest in the ground. And we call them yellow jackets. Nest of yellow jackets again this year with my weed eater out there, and I found them. I didn't find them until my weed eater knocked several of them sideways or whatnot. But you talking about something that'll chase you if you don't stand still? They'll do it too.
Well, eat you alive! Now it's KK4SMV, but I was cutting a great big old tree out here one day and started getting yellow jackets done. I quit, found a hole, poured some gas in it, went back to cutting, went back to getting stung. Found another entrance to it, poured some more gas in it, went back to cutting, went back to getting stung. Done that five times, found five holes for that big old yellow jacket nest. When it was all said and done, we got that tree cut. That was the biggest yellowjacket nest I've ever seen in my life. And they had five different holes just going in and out of. That thing was a huge nest underground. That thing had to have been there for years and years.
It had, if it was that big. We had one in the backyard, out in the pasture over the house we used to live in, and I found it and was waiting till dark and, you know, let them all get in the hive, and then I'd go out there and take care of them. But I couldn't do it for some reason that night. Woke up the next morning and looked down at the pasture, and there was an awfully big hole down there in the yard. I mean, the turf was tore all to pieces, and the grass was tore all up. And I don't know what it was, but something got down there and dug that nest up and turned it upside down. You know, I mean, pulled the nest out of the ground. It was laying on top of the ground. And I'm hoping it wasn't one of my neighbors or something like that, but I don't know what did that, Dale. But something dug that whole nest up, and I didn't have no more down there in the pasture after that, though.
This is KK4SMB. Gary, it was most likely a skunk, because I know you said you'd fool with bees. You know old skunks stand right there at the entrance to a hive if he can get up to the entrance to it and stand there and eat your bees. But they'll also dig out yellow jacket nests and eat the larvae and stuff out of those yellow jacket nests, and they'll eat those yellow jackets. They're a pretty tough creature.
Might have been a skunk, I don't know, but it sure dug the ground up and just tore that place up. But whatever it was, I was glad he came in there and took care of it, because I got tied up doing something else and I wasn't able to go down there and take care of it. And I said, well, I'll have to wait again till it gets dark tonight, you know. And whether it was a skunk or one of my neighbors, I don't know, don't really care. It got rid of them. That's all that mattered to me, Dale. But honeybees, I enjoy those. Enjoy watching them and handling them, and you know, pulling the racks out and looking at them, and they're fascinating creatures. They really are.
They are, and they play a very important role in our survival. A lot of people don't realize how important they really are. But Gary, I guess I need to get out of here and start getting ready for bed, but. Appreciate you. Appreciate all you do for Ham Radio. So I'll say 73 to you, and you enjoy. Have a wonderful remainder of the week, and look forward to the next opportunity I have to see you in person. So you take care. Have a great night. This is KK4SMB.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello, and I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of the week, what's left of it, and a great week next week, and, you know, on until I get to see you again. But you take care. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit tonight, and we'll look forward to doing it again real soon. 73, my friend. That's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Band 4, Echo November. This is Bobby in the Mobile. I'm about a mile away from the house there, Gary. Hope you're doing well.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
DOS. For DOS, please check in W4GLC, Whiskey 4, Golf, Lima, Charlie, Grant, and Easley, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby out there on the mobile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. Hope you are doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. And K4XB.
B. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And W4GLC, that's Mr. Grant, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Hope you are doing well. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Well, Bobby said he was mobile. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'm about to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 61 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.